Crossing, the Mrs. Elizabeth M. Rafford, who taught school in Wrightsville. Now, Mrs. Rafford, where is Wrightsville?
Well, Wrightsville is a small community directly across the river and down from Sheridan, and is a part of the town of Ashland.
When did you start teaching?
I started my first year teaching in the fall of 1916, after I had graduated from Ashland High School in June.
How old were you?
I was only 17 years old, and it was really too young to start on a venture like that.
Did you go to normal school?
No, in those days we could teach right out of high school. And during the summer I took a state test for certification and received a certificate for 2 years, which when that expired I returned, and it was returned to me renewed for 5 years. Giving me a total of 7 certified years to teach right out of high school.
Now, where was the schoolhouse in Wrightsville?
The schoolhouse was located somewhere near the Rodney Allen farm in Wrightsville, perhaps a quarter of a mile further down the road.
Now, this was a one-room.
This was a one-room little schoolhouse, and the first day that I arrived, I had to sweep up the shavings that were left over from the repair work done by the carpenters during the summer.
They had repaired the school during the summer and left everything for you.
Yes, they had repaired the schoolhouse during the summer and hadn't even swept up their shavings. So that's what greeted me the first Monday morning of my first school year.
About how big was the room? Would you have any idea?
Well, I would say maybe it was probably 24 by 30, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
approximately.
Of course, you didn't have any electric lights or anything,
well,
did
I should,
you?
I should say not. No telephones, no electric lights, or any of the conveniences we have now.
No running water.
No running water, and no bathrooms, no flushes.
What were the students' desks like? Were they just benches, or?
No, we had little desks, but they were all together, and some of them were double. I don't know whether you've ever seen any of those doubled seats and desks or not, but that's
with
the type of seats and desks that we had down there.
With the top of the desk that lifts up?
No. No, they had. They were just a plain desk here, but it was this long and room enough for two students to sit in the seat.
Just like a
little table.
And how many grades did you have in one room?
I had all 8 grades, 1 through grade 8, and just one girl in grade 8. And probably 2 or 3 in every grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I had about 18 children that year.
Did you, you must have had a blackboard.
Oh yes, we had blackboards. But that's,
and what about,
that was about it.
What about books? Did you have quite a few books?
Yes, we had good books. And one thing we had that I liked then was what we called a course of study. It was a booklet that told us what the school department required in every grade from 1 through 8. Mm-hmm. And that was a lifesaver for me, not knowing too much about going into a one-room schoolhouse to teach school. So I followed that pretty well.
Now, as far as the water part of it, did the children lug the water for you, or did you have to do this?
No, I had a janitor, a little boy that was in the sixth grade, that used to fill the stove and carry in the wood and bring in a pail of water for us every day.
Mm-hmm.
That was his.
Did he get paid for this, or was
he got paid a little bit. I think $1 a week, if I remember right. He got $1 a week. And I don't want to forget to tell what I got a week.
How much did you get a week?
I got $9 a week, and I paid $4 a week for my board. So that didn't leave
you too much for romping money, did it?
No, and it took me, at that time, I had to pay $4 for a pair of shoes. So by the time I paid my board and bought a pair of shoes, I didn't have very much left for a week's work.
Now, when did the school year start?
It started about the same as it does now, first Tuesday after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 36 weeks, just the same as we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And but it wasn't divided up into 7-week periods as it is now. We had 3 terms, one in the fall, and we called the fall term, and the winter term, and the spring term. Just 3 terms.
Now, did you find that in a one-room school, that one class, the lower class, might learn from the higher class?
Well,
or did they listen to each other? Like when you taught one class, did the other class listen to you?
I don't know. I don't know as I ever thought of it in that way at that time, really. But in my later teaching experiences, I did find that children do learn from one another. But at that time, I guess they were too busy studying what they had to study. We studied more then than we do now.
Can you remember any of the names of your first students?
Yes, I had Cecil Laughland and Lawrence Laughland and Beatrice Hersey and M.P. Dupree and May Dupree and what was the little Knox girl's name? I just can't remember her name.
Well, how many families were there in Wrightville?
And I also had some Laturners.
Oh, yes.
Some
yes.
of the Laturner children. And I can't seem to think about how many families there were there. Well, I'd say approximately 10, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
That's as near as I can think right now.
Well, how about how did you dress? Did you have the long skirts or?
Oh, sure, we had long skirts pretty near down to our ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And did you weren't required by any law or anything to dress any particular way, were
no.
you, any more than today?
No. Well, one thing, sure, I couldn't dress too much on the wages I was getting. not too flashily. I guess I was lucky to have coat and cap in the wintertime.
How long did you teach in Wrightville?
I taught there the full year, 36 weeks.
And then you, where did you go?
And from there, I was transferred to the Little Doak Schoolhouse on the Masardis Road. It's about halfway between Ashland and Squawpan.
And who lives in that area right now, so that we'd have some
Well, let me see, Elroy Burby lives there, and I don't know, some of the Pages lived along, up further along, mm-hmm. towards Squaw Pen.
But it was right there where Elroy Burby
The little schoolhouse was right beside, almost beside Elroy Burby's house. Mm-hmm. That was the Doak house where Elroy Burby lives, and the little schoolhouse next door. Well, that schoolhouse sat right where that old house of Bill York's, the little old shack
that burned,
yes. that Bill York used mm-hmm. to live in. That's mm-hmm. where the schoolhouse sat, right there.
And there again, you had how many classes?
There I had the full 8 grades, just the same as I had in Wrightville.
Did you get a raise when you were more?
I had a raise of $3. I got $12 at Doak.
And did you have to board out again?
Yes, I had to board out again, and I paid $4 for my board that year. But the first year, I got $12, and the next year, I got $13. And so my landlady raised my board 50 cents. So... Now, it's like everything else nowadays. Every little raise one place, they raise it another place.
You lose it in the other
yes.
place. How long did you teach there?
I taught there 2 years. And then, the spring of 1919, I was married.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed out of the teaching game for 34 years and went back the school year of 1952 and 53. Then I went to substitute down at Sheridan in place of the principal, who was Ernest LaFrance at the time.
And did you have to go back and take any refresher courses or anything?
Then I had to take some refresher courses, but I didn't go to normal school. I took correspondence courses
mm-hmm.
and had my certificate renewed. And at that time, they renewed it for only 2 years at a time. And every 2 years, I'd have to take courses again to be certified, recertified. So we stayed in Sheridan until they built a new wing on the Ashland Central School. And then they moved that whole school into Ashland.
What year was that?
That was in the year 54 and 5, school year 54 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
So all in all, I stayed 12 years that hitch. I taught school 12 years.
In Sheridan?
In Sheridan and Ashland.
Oh,
but I mean,
mm-hmm.
going back at that time.
Yeah, after you. Yeah.
But we were down at Sheridan was about as tough a place to be as Wrightville was. Because the schoolhouse was the goal, nobody knows. I remember going down there one morning at 55 below in Sheridan. Our big oil stoves were all out in our building, and we teachers had to go in there and start those oil stoves and stay around there with our coats and hats on until it got warm enough for us to sit down in our seats.
How many teachers did they have down there?
We had four teachers.
Four teachers?
Yes, there were four rooms. That was a four-room schoolhouse. And Mrs. Elizabeth Gallup was principal the first year I was there, and also the second year, but the third year I was principal. We only stayed part of that year, that third year, when we moved uptown.
Did you ever have any little tricks played on you by the children?
Well, the one that scared me the most was the time in Wrightville when one of the boys, and he was the janitor, and was carrying in the wood at the time, was kind of peeved at me because I had corrected his younger brother. And he was a McGaw boy. His name was Connie McGaw. And little Milford had been kind of rectious that day, and I had corrected him. So Connie was a little bit peeved at me. So before I had gone down to Wrightville Hall, they had warned me about this family and told me to be very careful not to cross them in any way because they were rather rough. So I didn't pay any attention to that, and I had no trouble with them whatever. But this day, Connie was so peeved at me when he brought in his armful of 2-foot wood. He threw a big stick of that 2-foot wood at my legs. It just happened that I saw the wood coming and stepped aside, because if he had hit me with that stick of wood, it would have broken one of my legs, for sure. But that's the only time I ever had a child.
Did you punish him? Did you dare punish him?
I didn't say a word. I ignored him completely. I didn't even let on that I knew that he threw the stick at me. That's the only way anyone could handle anything like that.
But they didn't at any time play little tricks like putting tacks in your chair and
no.
things like that?
No, that's one thing I have to say. I got along very nicely with all the children that I ever had, and when I went to Sheridan, the kids down there were so good to me. I don't know, they were, and when we moved away from Sheridan, they all said they were so glad that I had been their teacher down there.
Makes it worthwhile, doesn't it?
Well, it kind of gives anyone a good feeling.
Right, it sure does.
And then another little cute thing that happened to me that I have never forgotten. The last day that I taught in Ashland Central School, that was the spring of 1964. I retired in 1964. At that time, there was a local law that teachers had to retire at 65. So I was 65 in 1964. And Terry Dupree came to me as he was marching, as they were marching out in the at noontime. We had a picnic that day, and he says, "Mrs. Rafford, my mother said for me to tell you that you're the best teacher I ever had in my life." I thought that was pretty cute. And then this last spring, I went to graduation in June, because I had two grandchildren in the graduating class, and I met Terry Dupree. And he grabbed me and hugged me and kissed me, and I said, "Terry, do you remember what you said to me the last day of school in the sixth grade?" He says, "I sure do, Mrs. Rafford," and I meant it.
So here he is a man, and he still means it.
Yeah.
What about school boards or anything like that in back in 1916, did they have such a thing as a school board?
Oh, sure. We had a three member school board. But I don't know. I never had any trouble with the school board or with the superintendents or anything. I don't know. They always complimented me in every way. I don't know why, but
who was the superintendent then?
The first superintendent I ever had was a Mr. Samuel Reed, and he was from the Department of Education in Rhode Island, and he was loaned to us for just 1 year.
And what about the school board members? Can you remember
their names? Do you know that I can't remember who was on the school board at that time?
Well, that's good then. You didn't have any trouble with them, because if you'd have had trouble, you would have remembered.
No, I just can't seem to think who was on the school board at that time. To save me.
Well, what about social gatherings back then? Did they have box socials and things like that?
In the year I was in Wrightville, we had several little social gatherings, but I didn't I don't know, somehow I didn't dare have them because there were two families there that were always fighting. And the last one we had was a box social that I had in order to buy some kerosene lamps for the schoolhouse. We had nothing there for lights when we wanted to have a party, so I had a box social. And sure enough, before we got out of the building, these two families, and it was a brother and a sister from two families, you know, different families, always got into a tangle. And sure enough, they had their little tangle. But I bought the lamps for the schoolhouse anyway.
Now, what about little programs? Would the children put on little programs like at Christmas time
Yes, we always.
Thanksgiving or?
Yes, we always had little programs at Christmas. And the Christmas programs that I remember the most and were the most enjoyable and the best were the ones I had in the little Sheridan schoolhouse down to Sheridan. The children down there used to go all out for their little Christmas programs and I used to have the best time and, oh, they were so good to me, every one of them.
How about dances? Do they used to have dances at the schoolhouses?
No, we didn't have any dances at our Wrightville schoolhouse or at my Doak schoolhouse. But we used to go around to the houses, the private homes, and have dances down Wrightville.
In the private homes.
Right in the private homes, and there were one or two men and boys down there played a mouth organ, and they played mouth organ for us to dance by.
Getting pretty good crowds with that.
The whole neighborhood used to come.
What about
all those families? No, they didn't seem to play cards very much. I don't know why. They wanted to dance. They could just have this fellow play the mouth organ. That's all the music we ever had. But it was good. They used to have the best time dancing, those old dances.
Now, were the people in Wrightville, they were mostly farmers, right? Did they all farm, or were they pulp cutters? Or?
Well, I suppose you could call them farmers. I don't know, really. I don't really know what they used to plant turnips. The land that they had to clear it themselves, and stumps all over, and never did get it cleared up very much, but they used to scratch it up a little between the stumps and plant turnips.
Perhaps they worked right across at the Sheridan Mill, did they?
I don't remember. Some of them used to work in Hez Day's mill, Hez and Carl Day's mill, lumber mill up there. They used to cut lumber. And I really don't know. I often wonder, when I think about it now, I wonder how those people ever ate down there. Really, I don't know how they ever got enough money ahead to eat.
They ate well, though, didn't they?
Well, not according to that. To today's standard, they didn't eat. Now that's for sure.
Well, it's a big difference in the span there.
Yes, but when you compare paying $4 a week for board to the $35 and $40 a week that a teacher has to pay for board now, perhaps we got $4 worth of eating a week. I don't know. That might be the story there. I don't know. But I often wonder how those men down in Wrightville, they didn't last very long anyway, because they came up there on a sort of a wild goose chase. The man sold them the land, and they thought they were getting something for nothing or something, and moved up in there. Just built log houses and everything. And so they didn't last very long down there. They had to move out, I guess, so they could have something to eat.
Wow. How long?
This
wasn't too long ago since the last family moved out of there.
No, there isn't. Is there anybody living down there now? I don't believe that there's anybody living down there now. Only Rodney Allen.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.